USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar kicked off her presidential campaign in Minneapolis.
We need to be clear in our purpose. We must respect our frontline troops, diplomats, and intelligence officers who are there every day risking their lives for us.
Klobuchar said America's military deserves better than foreign policy by tweet. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is also seeking the Democrats' nomination, answered President Trump's Saturday tweet about her. He once again called her Pocahontas and said he'd meet her on the trail.
By the time we get to 2020, Donald Trump may not even be president. In fact, he may not even be a free person.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Longtime Congressman John Dingell will be buried this week. WWJ reporter Lauren Berthold in Detroit.
Starting Monday, the public is invited to visitation at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center in Dearborn from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. A funeral will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday inside the Church of the Divine Child in Dearborn. Later that night, Mr. Dingell's casket will be driven past the U.S. Capitol before another funeral in Washington, D.C. on Thursday.
Dingell died on Thursday. He was 92. He served 59 years in the House, making him the longest-serving member of Congress. Gasoline prices across the country are going up a bit. They picked up a penny over the last 2 weeks, hitting $2.34 for a gallon of unleaded regular. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price is 32 cents lower than it was a year ago.
The low is Houston, $1.91 for regular, and the high is San Francisco, $3.38.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Some residents of a European zoo staged a brief breakout, but then thought better of their actions, as USA's Chris Barnes explains the monkey business.
Zookeepers in Northern Ireland say a group of chimpanzees used branches that had been weakened by a storm to make a ladder and escape from their enclosure at the Belfast Zoo. Video of it was filmed on Saturday by visitors to the zoo. It showed several of the primates scaling a wall, perching atop it, and one walking down a path outside the enclosure. A zookeeper says trees in the chimp's enclosure had been weakened by those storms, allowing the animals to break them and fashion a ladder to get out of the enclosure. And he said they're so intelligent they know they're not supposed to be out of their enclosures. So, ultimately, they went back and climbed back in themselves. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lindsey Buckingham from the band Fleetwood Mac is now suing the band. He was kicked off of the band's new tour right before it started for undisclosed reasons. Fans are now surprised to learn that Buckingham has undergone open-heart surgery. His publicist says the 69-year-old singer-guitarist has damaged vocal cords following the surgery. His doctors say they are still waiting to find out if the damage in his vocal cords are permanent. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.